Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts.
Brennan House Live. Whether the issue is law, science, economics, history, family, social issues, education, religion, government, or national security, Brennan brings the issues of the day into clear focus through the lens of a Judeo-Christian worldview. And now, here is your host, Brennan House.
Good evening. Glad you are with us tonight. My guest tonight is going to be, well, former gubernatorial candidate Candace Taylor. And it's very sad what happened to her and her family last night. We're one of the first outlets to report it today nationwide on my 60 radio stations across America at 1 o'clock Central. We played for you at 1 o'clock her Twitter message to her followers about how her family was swatted at about midnight last night, guns pointed at her and her home. People have died, I'm told, having this happen to them. Who is doing this? This is not the first time this year that this has happened to a conservative figure that I personally know, nationally known figures. Now it's happened to Candace Taylor. She'll join us in just a minute. Then I'll be joined by Dr. Christy Hutchinson. She'll be a first-time guest. Then I'll be joined by Dr. Rob Lindstedt. Look at this headline. This is from the Financial Times. The Financial Times. Roman Empire Alliance. I don't know, maybe they don't have it in the control room. Roman Empire Alliance would strengthen European unity, says Boris Johnson. We'll get my computer synced in with the control room so you can see it. But this is from the Financial Times. Now, you say, Roman Empire Alliance would strengthen European unity, says Boris Johnson. This is also being promoted by, there we go, it's also being, thank you guys, it's also being promoted by none other than Emmanuel Macron. Now, for those of you not familiar, this is a very historic statement because the Bible actually in Daniel chapter 2, Daniel chapter 7, and Revelation 17 actually speaks about a revived Roman Empire. Maybe for some of you, this whole thing of Bible prophecy is brand new. Don't discount it, my friends. The book of Daniel is of great consternation to the skeptic and the critic. Let me say that again. The book of Daniel, by the prophet Daniel, the book of Daniel is of great consternation to the skeptic and the critic. Why is that? Because that book is dated even by skeptics and critics, even by deniers of Christianity. It is dated and known historically by experts and in antiquities to be a document that is indeed dated before the events that are described in the book of Daniel came to pass. In other words, the prophet Daniel, under the supernatural inspiration of the Holy Spirit, was able, by God, I should more accurately say, being Old Testament, moved and allowed him to understand what was to come. And he predicted the empires that would come and go before that happened, the Roman Empire being in place then. And then he goes on to describe in detail what will come. And we see this in Daniel 2, Daniel 7, Revelation 17. And you say, oh, well, that was all written after it happened. It's a trick. No, again, non-Christians who are experts in antiquity, know when the book of Daniel was written, that it indeed was written about 400 years before these things came to pass, which is why the skeptic and critics are trying to always date it about 400 years later than is actually known to be the date of the manuscript of that book. And in that book, it says there will be a revived Roman Empire. Now, isn't that interesting? Now we have world leaders telling us we want a revived Roman Empire. This is not the first to do this. I've been reporting different stories throughout the years like this. It's just one of the most recent. What's fascinating to me is Emmanuel Macron. Emmanuel. What does Emmanuel mean? The Bible speaks about that, really? We all know that. Emmanuel, God with us. Well, here's this guy known as Emmanuel Macron. Emmanuel, God with us. I mean, I have to say, I'm not saying he's the Antichrist, please. I'm not saying that. But I sure would put him on my short list, a guy who believes he's God with us. Not that everyone that has that name thinks that, but isn't that ironic that a guy calling for a revived Roman Empire, so many of the things he's calling for, has this name? It's so ironic. But he could just simply be a little Antichrist before the beast is revealed. The Bible says that there'll be many little antichrists before the real world leader who will lead a one world economy, a one world government, a one world religion, a revived Roman Empire is revealed. There'll be many little antichrists. Fascinating story. We'll get to that tonight. Also, a clip that I saw several years ago or a few years ago of a listener reminded me of it today, sent it to me, said, "Have you seen this?" And the answer is, "Yes, I have." But I'm not sure I've played it for my radio audience or my TV audience. And I will tonight, a clip by John Wayne. John Wayne talking about the communist and the communist in Hollywood trying to take over the industry and hire specific writers who would use the media, Hollywood, for their communist ideology. I'll get to that tonight as well. We have a lot to go on to talk about, so let's get right to it. Joining me first is Candace Taylor. She ran for governor of Georgia. I believe she had her race stolen due to election fraud. We interviewed her a lot during her primary race and right after. Well, I think the family was looking for a little bit of rest and relaxation to decompress from a vigorous campaign only last night to find themselves with rifles pointed at them and her as she went to the door of their home. And we have a lot of video footage of it. Joining me now is Candace Taylor. Candace, welcome back to Brandon House Live. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Brandon.
Well, I'm sorry that we have to get back together on a note like this, a story like this. I played your Twitter message today on my radio show / TV show. I'm on 60 terrestrial Christian stations every day, plus Lindell TV from 1 to 2 Central. And I played it today, but we're going to see some footage here while we talk. Logan, you can start rolling some of that B-roll if you want. Tell our audience what happened, Candace.
Well, we were just home. You know, my teenagers were in the bed. One of them was asleep. The other one was in his bed playing on his phone. And my youngest, my five-year-old, had already been asleep for a couple hours. And I had gotten out of the shower and was getting dressed. And my 17-year-old ran in there frantically, and he's very calm. That's his truck you see right there. And he said, "Mama, there's people with guns pointed at our house. They're out by my truck. They're all around our property." And I was like, "What are you talking about?" And so, you know, my husband got to the window, and he's like, "They are. They're all around the property, and there's lights everywhere." I said, "Well, surely someone got in a wreck at the road." And they're like, "No, they're all around our house. They're surrounding our house. They're pointing guns at our house." And so I called a friend of mine that's an investigator. I mean, half the people that were in my yard, and there were around 30 people in my yard, half the people in my yard had my phone number, my cell phone number. So I'm confused why they're not calling me while they're in my yard. So I'm thinking, I don't know who's in my yard, right? So I call an investigator I know, and he said, "Call 911. Because I'm like, who could be in my yard if you're not in my yard? So I call 911, and she said, "Well, we got a call that there were gunshots at your house." And I said, "No, ma'am, we're in the bed. Actually, y'all just woken my whole family up, and my kids are hysterical. So what is going on?" And she said that there was a 911 caller called to text female that said they were me and that I had shot my husband 5 times and I was going to shoot myself. And they were there to help me. And I'm like, "Well, you're pointing rifles at my house. This is clearly not help." This went on for 20 minutes back and forth. I got to my door and obviously didn't bring my gun downstairs, wanted to bring my own gun downstairs to protect myself, and thought, they're going to shoot me if I have a gun, if I arm myself, which I have the constitutional right to do that, they're going to shoot me. I know that people have been shot before for being armed and opened their door during this kind of situation. And so I was talking to the officers on my porch, who I love, and they love me, and we truly are friends. We, you know, do school safety together. We're friends. And I'm like, you know, if I open this door, are y'all going to shoot me? They're like, no, we have to search your house. And I said, why? Here are me and my husband. This was the complaint. We're both alive. We're right here. We're telling you that that was fake. It was not me. It was a voiced text. That should have been a red flag anyway. But no, they have to by their protocol. And I understand they're trying to keep me safe, search my house. And so I didn't step outside my house. I just opened the door and let them come in. And then, of course, they were there for 30 minutes. And they're upset, too. They've never had this happen to them. They're there to protect and to serve. They're great men. I love them. I'm thankful for them. But it put me in a very dangerous situation where I felt like I didn't have my Second Amendment right myself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this is happening more and more to conservative, outspoken conservative public nationally known figures, isn't it?
It is. And there's people that have been killed in situations like this that literally, you know, had a phone in their hand and moved their hand and they were shot. And there's people that had a sweating issue and there was a 14-year-old boy inside and the house was blown up in flames and they didn't do anything to rescue him because they didn't know he was in there because it was a swatting situation. We see this stuff more and more. And evil people who are mentally ill are using our own public servants that are officers that protect us. They're using them against us or weaponizing them against us.
Are they mentally ill? Are they mentally ill? Or is this, and it could be, or is it the Marxists who are trying to cause good officers, some of them who are your friends, who you respect, who you appreciate, who you've said you love, to kill a conservative so that there is more controversy and more problems with good cops and more ways to say, oh, we need to federalize the police. We need to federalize the police. Here's a police department who liked her. She liked them. They liked her. She knew half of them. Half of them had her cell phone. And somehow she ends up dead. She ends up being shot and killed and murdered by the people she loved. Oopsie. Yeah, we better start federalizing our police. I think they want one more crisis after another so they can bring down our police department. I had a town hall with four retired high-ranking FBI officials in November of last year. I'm working on part two of my movie, Brainwashed America, part two. People can watch part one for free, all 2 hours for free, at brainwashedthemovie.com. You watch the whole 2 hours, part one, free. brainwashedthemovie.com. I'm now working on part two. And in that, I spent the weekend working on it. I was editing some of the 4 hours into about a 9-minute clip of what these men are saying has happened to our FBI. And they're saying this is not the FBI we used to work for. And in fact, one of them used to be the assistant deputy director of the counterterrorism division of the FBI, Terry Turchie. He'll be at our Ozarks Worldview weekend in October speaking. And all of them are distressed at how the FBI is being used against the American people. And one of them said, let's not forget that the book, The Naked Communist, by Cleon Skousen, listed 48 goals of the communists. And one of them was to destroy the FBI. Well, they've done that. And they also want to destroy our police departments. And they want to federalize the police. And they want to federalize oil and water and everything they can federalize, food, transportation. We're watching it right now. I think what happened to you is, I don't know who did it, but I think this trend is so that they can cause more and more conservatives to even agree that we need to federalize or to create animosity among law-abiding people against their own police departments. What say you?
I agree. They definitely wanted me to fear the police. They wanted to pit us against each other, but that's not going to happen.
Yes.
Everyone hugged me, told me they loved me. They've never had this happen to them. They'll be ready this time. If it happens again, they'll be ready. They won't let it happen like it did.
They've learned their lesson too.
So what will they do?
They didn't do anything wrong. They didn't do anything wrong, but they will respond differently.
How?
They will think through it.
Are you free to tell us how they will respond in the future?
I feel like they'll call my cell phone, and they won't just, if it's a voice to text, they'll automatically call for GBI and FBI support that has the forensics and the ability to go ahead and get with those providers and shut it down. And it'll be a faster turnaround. They've never had this happen before. And so, you know, we live and learn. They responded with protocol. And the thing is, these people who are, I believe, I have a PhD in counseling. Yes, they're mentally ill. If you want to try to murder someone with the hands of someone who is a servant of that person, that is a sick, depraved mind. And so, yes, it's Marxism, it's communism, it's evil. But they're mentally ill. They're sick in their head. They're demented. And anybody who would try to get me killed by the hands of people who serve me in my community, they are sick. And so 100%, the guys came, they tried to protect me. They thought they were following their protocol. And the thing is, these people that are doing these calls and making these threats and these lies to get the police there, they know their protocol. They know their system. And so these sheriff's offices and these dispatch offices, they've got to change their protocol. And they've got to do things to protect innocent people as well as people who are being victimized.
Absolutely. And, of course, I would think if this had happened, God forbid, some of those guys, they would retire. That would be it.
Oh, my gosh. They would have been, yeah.
They would not have continued working. So here's another great way to get good guys off the force, right? Traumatize them by putting them in a setup like this.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about the response of your kids. Tell me exactly how it went down with your children, like you did in the Twitter post.
Yeah, well, my 17-year-old is, I'm 6'1". He's not emotional. Wow. He's very calm, very much like his father. And he was very upset. He's like, Mom, are they coming to arrest you? Are they going to hurt you? What's going on? Why are they outside? They have rifles pointed at our house. They're everywhere. He would not leave my bedroom. I was trying to get dressed. He is very modest. And I asked him later, I said, baby, did you understand that I didn't have clothes on? I was trying to get dressed. He said, no, ma'am, I'm sorry. I didn't even know. He was so out of it. He was so upset. He didn't see me put my clothes on. He would never have came in there on me putting my clothes on. And that shows you how trauma works. And I know that as a mental health counselor, I knew that he was trying to stay close to me to protect me. He's my oldest child, and he's very protective of his mother. And so I watched him, and he was downstairs in the middle of this. He's 17, you know, teenagers do their own thing. He wouldn't hardly leave my side all night. And so my 14-year-old, she's a type 1 diabetic. She had had a sugar low earlier. She was in the bed asleep, and she was kind of tired. Her sugar shot up to over 300 after this event. And just, you could tell the anxiety and what it was causing in her body. And she's like, Mama, my sugar was over 300. I could probably get it down for several hours last night. And it was a response to what happened. And she, you know, today she said, Mama, there's somebody there. There's somebody there. She's real paranoid, looking around, thinking there's somebody coming to get us. I said, baby, nobody's coming to get us. We're fine. We're okay. But she knew that I couldn't take my gun downstairs. She knows I carry a gun with me all the time, but yet I couldn't use it because, not that I needed to use it against my own police, but I had rifles pointed at my house. So you feel like, I didn't know these were people I knew when I was upstairs. I didn't know who this was until I called 911 and I started talking through the process. You don't know who's outside.
Of course not.
So it was trauma. Trauma.
So how are the kids doing today?
They're okay. They've been sleeping most of the day. And like I said, they're kind of paranoid, you know, looking to see if there's somebody outside, you know, somebody following us when we went, you know, out of town and came back, and just paranoid. But when GBI did call, and they felt better about that, knowing that, you know, they were working on this and they're going to get to the bottom of it.
Do you think they will? I don't think the FBI gives a flying frog about what happened to you, because I know for a fact I've been told by former FBI guys, conservative guys, due to the threats against my family, and I'm talking violent X-rated threats against my family, I've been told by former FBI, the current FBI doesn't give a flying frog about you. They're probably happy this is happening, and if they knew who it was, they wouldn't do anything. Maybe they have to every now and then solve one to look good, but the current FBI has been completely captured by the Department of Justice, which is captured by the communist Marxist, and they're saying this on video. They're actually saying we're no longer under the rule of law. We have the FBI bowing a knee on camera to the communist, Antifa. It's in my documentary, Brainwashed America. So I don't think for 1 minute the FBI cares. Maybe they'll do a one-off and find out who did this to you to try to save face and say, oh, you see, we're an okay organization. No, I don't think they are. But I don't think the FBI cares. So here's the question. Has your Georgia Bureau of Investigation been so politicized? Do you think they'll really get to the bottom of this?
Well, I felt really good with my agent that called me. He was very caring. We talked about the Lord, actually, and he was very concerned about the children and about my safety. And he wanted every detail of anybody who's made any threats on my life, anyone who may be stalking me, harassing me. He was very, very concerned. And he's promised me he would do a thorough investigation. And he said, this is my cell phone. It's my personal number. If this ever happens again, or if anybody ever, you know, contacts you and you can't remember anything, please call me. I felt really confident that he was going to help me. And I think, you know, innately people are good. And we get bad apples and we get people who are corrupt and we get agencies that are corrupt. But him as an agent, I felt very good that he was going to do his dead level best to help me.
And you know what? You're probably right. And let's hope he doesn't encounter what we've seen. A good guy. And I've even dealt with some good FBI guys at the lower level. And as soon as they're like, wow, this is serious. This is really troubling, Mr. House. I hope your family takes the necessary precautions. This is very troubling. Yeah, let me work on this. And then they move it up the ladder. Guess what happens up the ladder? Get squashed.
Nobody cares.
Nope.
Yeah.
Get squashed. So a lot of the good guys want to do something. So let's hope this good guy is allowed to do his job. Let's hope the white hats are allowed to do their job.
That's right. And the reason why I'm speaking here today isn't because I'm victimized. I'm fine. God's got me. He goes before me. He will use everything for my good. I love Jesus, and he is who I bow to, no one else. And I'm not in fear. But what I want to say to you is this could be you. And so I want you to learn from this experience. And if this happens to you, know what to do. You call 911. You explain to them what's going on. And you don't walk out your front door. And you do push back and you say no. And you make sure you talk through it and you feel safe before you open your door. Because we don't want patriots getting murdered.
Well, and I would say to anyone watching that is a national figure, you better have a conversation with your chief of police, your sheriff, the head of the SWAT team, and explain to them who you are, what you do, how this is a growing trend. Show them this, you know, send them a link to this show when it's posted and say, I want to know the protocol would be, here's my number, here's my wife's number, or here's my number, here's my husband's number, whatever it might be. You know, here's even my kids' numbers if you have to go keep going down the family phone tree to verify and get a hold of someone in the family and enough of us to verify everything's good. So I would encourage people to go ahead and talk with someone about this. I have a police department that's been very good to me, and some of the patrol officers are now police detectives. And I have traveled with them, or I should say they've traveled with me off duty, and some of them have vacationed with my family off duty, of course. And some of them were on the SWAT team, and then they were patrol officers as well, and then they moved into being detectives. And we've had open conversations, and they know my phone number, they know my wife's cell phone number, they know exactly, they can call me and they don't have to do what just happened to you. So I hope all public figures that are conservative, that are likely to have this done to them, and I would even say because we care about all people, even liberals should tell this, because that doesn't mean that somebody can't be doing this to a liberal and try to then blame it on a conservative. I don't think any true conservative would do this, but it doesn't mean you can't have provocateurs pull stupid stunts. So I would say all public figures should have a conversation with their local police department, sheriff's department on the protocol and how you would handle this if they happen to them, this were to happen to them. Would you agree?
100%. Do it now. And I love the idea of having the multiple phone numbers because that's what they're worried about. They're trying to, you know, go through the phone call and make sure everyone's safe. And so if you have teenagers or you have a mother living with you or whatever, give them all the phone numbers and have a procedure already in place that you know how you're going to handle it and respond.
I want to say too,
you know, Brandon, the big problem here is this call now. This call-to-voice text messaging system that's protecting these Antifa criminals.
See, I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
They can ping this texting app. They can ping a GPS location, and so somebody can use a fake phone number and call through the app, and it's nearly impossible for the GBI or the investigators to reach the ping location. But we think that they think that they've got this one figured out, but a lot of times they can't get to the bottom line, to the ISBN number or to the IP address or wherever it came from. And so these companies have to be attacked. We have to hold them accountable. We need to file lawsuits. We need to file injunctions, and we need to demand that they do not protect these criminals.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Candace, as always, when I saw this morning, I called you right away, and because I was concerned, and I saw that you had posted on Twitter. I thought, well, I know Candace, she's going to want to go public with this big time, and you have, and I'm glad you have, and just let your family know that I'm so sorry this happened to them, and
thank you, Brandon.
I hope you can get a good night's sleep. Get a good night's sleep tonight, and.
Yeah, I'm tired today. I will say, you know, I've been called by all the mainstream outlets today, and I haven't talked to them. They have told a bunch of lies about me over the past week, and they have blown up my name negatively in the media. And so I think that this probably prompted what happened to me last night, which is not okay. And so I've come to my truth tellers, my media that tells the truth, that's honest and not brainwashing, like you're talking about your brainwashing film. And these are the people I'm going to talk to. And, of course, I came here with you and Sue Peters, and I have several others tomorrow, but you're the two that I go to first because you tell the truth. And I thank you for being that safe place. And I come on here because I want to save someone's life, because it's going to happen to you if it happened to me.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate the trust you put in us. And again, you know, you have a platform here when you have to get a story out. And again, we're so sorry this happened. I'm glad it turned out the way it did. Let me ask you this. Did those officers, how did they respond to your kids when this was all said and done and they felt horrible? How did they try to mend the fences, if you will, with your children?
Hugged them, told them they loved them, told them they were here to protect them, that they didn't know what had happened. They got the call. This has never happened before. And, you know, and my kids know them. And so the sheriff said, you know, Candy, this is what we're here to protect your family. We love your family. And so, you know, they were taken back. This has never happened. It will never happen like this again, just so everybody knows. It will be handled even more careful next time than their standard protocol, because they know what the MO is. But my kids, they love them. You know, we had state patrols we don't know with rifles on our house and other people we don't know. And so it was a scary situation, but they did everything they could to try to help.
Are you telling me that some of these big, burly guys actually put their arms around your kids and were consoling and loving on them to let them know they were serious?
Yes, absolutely.
Good. How did your kids respond to that?
I mean, thankful. They love them. They do. They know them well, and they feel safe with them, and they would call them if they needed help. So, but it was a very traumatic situation. We didn't know these guys were outside our house. We saw people we'd never seen before out with rifles.
Yeah, it's petrifying. In this day and age of people having their doors knocked down, too. I mean, I guess your first thought is that is the FBI in my yard, right?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Absolutely.
That was your first thought?
Yes.
You thought
absolutely.
I'm going to be a January 6th political prisoner?
Yeah, I thought my child, that's what my 17-year-old said. Mom, are they going to arrest you? I said, for what? He said, I don't know, Mama, for telling the truth. Are they going to arrest you because you're fighting for us to be free?
Doesn't that say something about where we are in our country, that our teenagers have to ask if the federal government is there to arrest their mother because they tell the truth and stand for the flag and patriotism and respect our institutions, and your 17-year-old teenager has to ask if the federal government's there to arrest his mother and throw her in jail because she's a patriotic, God-fearing American?
Absolutely. If that doesn't tell you where the state of our country is, then nothing else does.
Wow. Well, Candace, as always, thank you. Sorry it happened, and you always have a platform and a place to get your message out uncensored.
Thank you. I love all of your supporters.
Do you have a website you want to promote?
Sure. Y'all go to CandaceTaylor.com. That would be great.
CandaceTaylor.com. You've kept that going since the campaign.
I have.
Any updates on the campaign and the investigation or anything?
We're doing audits. I actually talked to Mike Lindell's attorney today. I mean, audits. We're doing affidavit push. We're not doing audits. It's our own audit, I guess. But we're doing affidavits and collecting those. And we've found some discrepancies, and we're working on those. And so we'll be releasing some of that soon. And I actually started a platform of my own, and the Dr. Candace Taylor Show. And so y'all can go to my website and check that out.
Wait a minute. You started a show. Is it 30 minutes? Is it an hour? Is it every day, once a week? Tell me about it.
Once a week on Thursdays. It's an hour, 8 p.m. I think Mike put it on here somewhere.
Yeah, so, we have Lindell TV, too, that we need to finish filling some holes with. Yes.
Yeah, so it's good. We did a pilot episode, and so I filmed an episode, actually two episodes today. So the one will air Thursday and then one next Thursday. So we're getting it up and going. We're excited.
Good. I look forward to checking that out. That's excellent. Good for you, Candace. Well, stay in touch and greet your family for me.
Thank you, Brandon.
Candace Taylor, CandaceTaylor.com is her website, CandaceTaylor.com.
Hello, I'm Brandon House, and I cannot stress enough how important it is that you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW, as in Worldview Weekend. Not only will you save up to 66% on sheets, towels, blankets, dog beds, pet beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins, and any of the 110-plus products, not only will you save up to 66% on your purchase by using the very powerful promo code WVW, but did you know that with each purchase, a generous portion comes back to WVW Broadcast Network? Last year in 2021, we were able to replace all of our 12-year-old plus cameras. They were at least 12 years old. They were old HD cameras. We were able to get brand new 4K cameras because you used the promo code WVW. That's how important it is. You may think, well, is it really that important? Yeah, it is. We wouldn't have, I don't think, the brand new cameras we have today if we had not had your support by going to MyPillow.com and using the promo code WVW. Now, not only do we have to buy new equipment, maintain the equipment, but we have bandwidth bill. Every month, we pay thousands of dollars in storage and bandwidth so that you can watch the free TV shows at WVW. If you listen to the radio show for free, I have to pay for the bandwidth. The radio shows and TV shows are free for you to watch, but I have to pay for the bandwidth. How do we cover that bill? One way is by those of you that go to MyPillow.com and you use the promo code WVW, as in Worldview Weekend, WVW. Will you do that right now? Will you do me another favor? Will you ask your family and friends to go to MyPillow.com? Look, we all need sheets, towels, blankets, comforters, dog beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins. You're not only supporting a great company and the work of Mike Lindell, you're also supporting the free radio and TV shows at WVW Broadcast Network. I really need you to go there right now. Please, don't delay. Go right now to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. This is a great way for you to support our work and get something in return. Please do it right now. MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. Thank you.
Oh, that's emotional to be, I mean, as a parent, grandparents, you guys understand that one, don't you? All right, so I want to go to a quick clip before we go to our next guest. This is about a 3-minute clip. John Wayne from years ago, talking about communism in Hollywood. Very instructive. Watch this. Let me get the audio on. All right, here we go.
I'd quickly ask you as well, because it's related to the film industry, about that period in your career in Hollywood when you were to the forefront of the people who were blacklisting the alleged communist members of
industry. That's not a true statement.
Well,
we were not blacklisting.
Well, you were.
They were. They were blacklisting. We didn't name anybody. We stayed completely out of it and said, we are Americans. Anybody that wanted to join us, it was fine. We gave no names out to anybody at any time ever.
But when you look back at that now, John, at this space of time, I mean, are you proud of what happened in Hollywood at that time?
I think it was probably a very necessary thing at the time, because the radical liberals were going to take over our business. And you wouldn't have had any pictures like that then.
No, but seriously, though, were they in a position? I mean, the people who got kicked out of Hollywood, surely they were.
Who were kicked out?
Well, the people.
Now, wait a minute. Tell me who was kicked out.
Well, the people who left Hollywood. I mean, let's take, for an example, Carl Foreman.
Yeah, Carl Foreman.
I mean, was Dalton Trumbo?
Carlton Foreman, Dalton Trumbo.
Look what happened to Larry Parks.
Larry Parks admitted that he'd been a commie, and he went on working.
Well, he didn't work for some time. He'd had a very
adverse effect on his career. Well, he hadn't worked a hell of a lot before that, had he?
Well, no, but I mean...
No.
But I mean, these aren't people, surely, are they, who you would expect to take over the industry?
Well, at the time, it seemed rather serious. And they were getting themselves into a position where they could control who would do the writing.
But isn't it right that people of all shades of opinion should be able to make movies, whether
Definitely.
They be extreme right-wing or extreme left-wing?
Definitely.
Or...
Any time that is their opinion, fine. But the trouble there was that they were spouting by rote somebody else's way of life. And that's all right for those fellows over there. That's the way they want to live, but we don't have to have it in our country.
No, but you could say, of course, that...
That was our
you could say
point
that,
of view.
Yes, but you could say your point of view was reflecting the capitalist way of life, the American way of life.
Well, and right. I don't think that capitalist is such a an unpopular word, you know. It's 200 years we've taken a wilderness and build a factory that feeds the world, a farm or that supplies the world, and a farm that feeds the world. And we've been doing our best to help everybody out that that we can. So I think it's a pretty good way of living. I'd like to...
Wow. Wow. Well, there's a lot more to that story I won't get into tonight, but I will hopefully in future broadcast about The Fight of Communism by Ronald Reagan, John Wayne, and so many others. By the way, notice again they were going after the writers of the scripts in order to push another way of life, the communist way of life. Of course, we see that so much in television today. The bad guy is the business owner. The bad guy is the pastor. The bad guy is the police officer. The bad guy is the judge. Not that there aren't people in those jobs that are not good people that should be removed, but they are trying to destroy the institutions of our country, and that's exactly what the Frankfurt School set out to do when they came to America in 1933. A group of Marxists who were part of the Marxist Institute in Germany. I've been writing about them and talking about them for a few decades now. I did my first seminar on them in November of 1997 at my Worldview Weekend in Minneapolis, St. Paul, November 1997, talking about the Frankfurt School. And they said when they came to America, they would carry out a long march through the institutions. They had been following the writings of Italian communist Antonio Gramsci. He, of course, told Mussolini, if you want a lasting revolution, you don't do it at the end of a gun. You win people's hearts and minds through time. Mussolini didn't like that, the fascist Mussolini, so he threw the communist Antonio Gramsci in prison, and he wrote his communist letters. The Frankfurt School studied Gramsci, and they called for a long march through the institutions. And they particularly said that they were going to go after education and media, education and media. When they came to America, that was the two power institutions they believed they could infiltrate with the greatest results for their cause, media and education. And you hear John Wayne talking about the writers that were going to write about a whole other way of life, not the American way of life. I interviewed a few weeks ago Pat Boone, who worked with John Wayne and Ronald Reagan, many holding many anti-communist events. In my new documentary, Part 2, Brainwashed America, will be out, I hope, this fall, I go into great detail with some of these people that were involved in the anti-communist movement. And I also found some information from Ronald Reagan, who warned about how many of the progressive liberals, people like Frank Church from Idaho, U.S. Senator from Idaho in the Church Committee, made it very unfashionable to be anti-communist. This is part of the brainwashing. This is part of what is called the softening up. And before anyone can be brainwashed, you must first soften them up. Soften them up with the values of, well, whoever the brainwasher is, the facilitator, their values. Soften them up with their values. Make the anti-communist values unfashionable. John Wayne, of course, spent a lot of his own money making films and movies to promote America, that which was Americana. Also narrated many patriotic documentaries and TV shows. John Wayne understood the Frankfurt School, what I'm telling you about. How do I know? Because he gave a famous interview, and it was on his boat, on his famous boat, and on camera. And he specifically quoted the Frankfurt School, one of them, Herbert Marcuse. He's the one that coined the phrase, make love, not war. He's the one that said the old way of revolution is old-fashioned. The new way is a diffused and dispersed disintegration of the system of the free market capitalist. So John knew what he was talking about. He put his money where his mouth is, and he produced many films to show the evils of communism. One of his best ever was The Green Berets, which they tried to destroy. Ronald Reagan, in my documentary, I think Siege, at siegethemovie.com, is on video talking about how he wanted to go see The Green Berets, but every time they called the box office, it sold out, it sold out, it sold out. Finally, he thought this is impossible. Found out there were plenty of seats. This was being said so people wouldn't see it. they were trying to deplatform before deplatforming was known. Ronald Reagan called up the Duke, and in true John Wayne fashion, he said he took care of that. The film went on to recoup its cost pretty quick after that and turn profit, which he then turned around to use to promote more films. He used his film The Green Berets to show the evil of communism and what communism was really doing in Vietnam to the South Vietnamese people. So there's John Wayne telling you the truth about the blacklisting, which I promise you every kid in America learns about the so-called blacklisting of the communist. It's false history. Do you know that? Do you know about this? I wrote a book in 2008 called Grave Influence, 21 Radicals and Their Worldviews That Rule America from the Grave. In this book, I deal with these 21 radicals, and one of them is that group, the Frankfurt School. This is, out of the 14 books I've written, my best-selling book, next to Marxianity. Marxianity would be number two. This book, hardcover, made available for $20. This year, last few weeks, it arrived. I said, we'll reprint that book, but not sell it for $20. We'll sell it for $4.99. And then if you buy it in quantities, we'll put it pretty close to our cost, $3.99. And then, of course, by the time we had it shipped to us and store it and pay people to pack it up for us, it's not about making money. We're doing good to break even. If you don't know about the Frankfurt School and what I just described, it's in my book, Grave Influence. If you don't know about the worldview of Margaret Sanger, the head of Planned Parenthood, her racist worldview and how she worked with a Nazi doctor, if you don't know about Charles Darwin, if you don't understand why it is we're teaching transgenderism to children, then you don't understand the worldviews of these people that are ruling from the grave, including that of Alfred Kinsey, a pervert that Hollywood, once again, has made into a hero, Alfred Kinsey. He was anything but a hero. He was a pervert that was involved in the systematic molestation of children as young as 2 or 3 months old. And today, his so-called research is the basis for sex ed curriculum in America. All of this is in my book. As low as $3.99 when you get quantities. I urge you to get quantities and pass it out, pass it around, give it away. Give it to your elected officials. Give it to your police, your sheriff, your chief of police, your city council, your county commissioners, your state elected officials. Pass them out to high school kids, college kids, your church library, your public library. That's why we're doing it. It's a project of my foundation, WVWFoundation.com. If you want to support what we're doing, you can do that by making a contribution at WVWFoundation.com. I had to write a check for about $32,000. Not to mention, again, we pay the kids to pack it all up and get it out the door. But this is a project where we're trying to educate and inform more people, just like John Wayne was doing with his movies to go after education and media. He said, well, if the Marxists are going to go after education and media, I'll use the media too, films. Well, that's what we're doing. We're using education, free books. We're using the media right now. We're fighting fire with fire. So if you want to support a campaign like that, you can go to WVWFoundation.com and make a contribution. But otherwise, go to WVWTVStore.com and get these books. Get quantities. Pass them out. As low as $3.99 when you buy quantities. WVWTVStore.com. John Wayne knew this was that the Frankfurt School was a threat. He talked about it on video, as I said. John Wayne would be proud you're passing out a book like that because he knew exactly what I'm telling you in this book. And it's guys like John Wayne that helped influence me to write such a book. Joining me now is Christy Hutcherson. Christy, she's a first-time guest. Christy, welcome to Brandon House Live. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you, Brandon, for having me.
Well, Christy, tell us a little bit, since you are a first-time guest, tell us a little bit about yourself before we get into our topic.
Absolutely. Well, I'm the founder of Women Fighting for America. We were birthed out of the foundation of this great nation, the Judeo-Christian values that we have. We are about activating, educating, and exposing the corruption and the undermining of our sovereignty. I've spent the last 3 years on a journey doing just that. I've spent the last year and a half on the Reawaken America tour with Mike Lindell, Eric Trump, Don Jr., General Flynn, and many others. But me and my team have been spending the last 2 years looking at the border situation and the open border policies and how they're utilizing the borders to destabilize our nation, and how it's more than just about illegal immigration into this nation.
I don't know if you're familiar with CIS and CIS.org, but we have on here a lot Todd Bensman. Todd Bensman does a lot of great work, and others as well. So we are really focused in on the issue of the border. Tell us the latest that you're hearing, or maybe what you actually have seen with your own eyes down there. What's the latest? Because I know it's a mess.
It is a mess. So one of the things that's concerning to me is my team and I, like I said, not only have we spent driven the 3,000 plus miles of border on the southern border, we've actually followed and connected the dots all the way up into states like Michigan, Idaho, Washington State, Nevada, Virginia, and other places. We've also been in Central America looking at how the Chinese Communist Party and now Russia are collaborating with the United Nations and this administration.
Okay, whoa, back up there again. Say those players again and then keep going, because I agree 100%.
So how they're working with, in my opinion, and with some of the information that we've gotten, this administration's aiding and abetting not only a national influx of an invasion of different nations into our country, but actively working to destabilize not only our economy, but our system, and utilizing the Chinese Communist Party, working with the cartels, and now with Russia, with military surrounding us.
Absolutely. I produced, back to my documentary, sorry to keep bringing them up, but I produced one that came out in December of 2019 called Siege. And it was about, the subtitle Siege was the clear and present dangers pushing America to the brink of a Marxist Islamic revolution, civil war, World War III, and globalism. That was in December 2019. And, of course, we're warning with people like Dr. Peter Vincent Pry and many others about an infiltration of our country, China and Russia working together in an exercise in 2018 called Vostok, which was perhaps the largest military exercise in world history. We provide footage of it. It's quite stunning, all the tanks lined up and trucks and soldiers. And then a few months later, Iran got involved in an exercise. One of the things they were practicing, Dr. Price says in that documentary, is an attack of China and Russia on NATO. An attack on NATO, and then an attack on the United States of America. And they were practicing nuclear attacks and then repairing bridges and roads after a nuclear attack. It sounds consistent with all you're saying now.
Yeah, so if you take a look at what just happened a couple weeks ago with Russia and the Nicaraguan government. So the Nicaraguan government has given the green light for Russia to bring in more troops and military-grade equipment to supposedly, quote-unquote, train. You've got the Chinese Communist Party, who have infiltrated into Central and South America. 30% of the population, for an example I'll give you in Peru, is Chinese presence. We've got terrorists coming in through Venezuela, because that's how they're utilizing Venezuela to enter into the Central America, and then coming up through the Mexican border. Me and my team just spent 6 days out in the desert, where we call no man's land. And this particular sector, the Sinaloa cartel, have complete operational control. There's no LEOs out there. There's no border patrol out there. And while we were out there, we were able to film and get a hold of over 30 what we believe is terrorists, with heavily armed guards from the cartel moving up into our country on our soil. That's just one incident of the last 2 years of film and footage that me and my team have uncovered. We believe that we have thousands of terrorists right now in our nation. They're plotting. And I was recently, 2 months ago, invited to Governor Ducey's office with about 22 sheriffs, the attorney general, Governor Ducey's office, senators. You get the picture. And me and my team, with our solution on how we're going to secure our borders and be able to get a hold of these terrorists, I was utilizing our plan in place, but to deaf ears. The biggest thing that I'm concerned of right now, Brandon, is I want you to think about how many terrorists right now are already in our nation.
Absolutely.
We already had 40. We already had 40 caught, right? That was caught on our known terrorist watch list. We have thousands right now that we believe have already infiltrated our nation. Now take a look at how the Chinese Communist Party are working with the cartel to give them the ingredients, the synthetics needed to create fentanyl and carfentanil. Now imagine that in the hands as a bioweapon to the terrorists, and how many American citizens will be killed in a mass scale utilizing just that alone.
Absolutely.
That keeps me up at night.
Absolutely. I can validate everything you're saying because we've been reporting this. Some of it's in my documentary again. We know from federal trials that Hezbollah is here in America. We know Hamas is connected back, obviously, as a terrorist wing of Muslim Brotherhood, which is CARE. So they're all connected. 1928, the founding of Muslim Brotherhood. Hamas, 1987, 1994, CARE. They're all the same thing. And we know Hezbollah is here. We know these Iranian terrorist cells are here because of federal trials. We know from federal trials that some of the hijackers from Saudi Arabia were reportedly practicing on simulators in Iran. And they did not have their passports stamped going from Iran back into Saudi Arabia so that that stamp wouldn't show up when they went to the consulate or wherever they went to get their passports to come into America. You know all this is
That's
true.
That's correct.
You know this to be yep. true, don't you?
I do know it to be true.
So we know these terrorist cells are already here. And this is when Iran says we're near. Mm-hmm. You know, we're near. And if you do X, Y, and Z, look out. We've been warning this audience. These terrorist cells are here. And what do you think they can do to our power grid? Don't you think they know that some of these massive transformers, that it takes up to 2 years or more to get those manufactured? And that's in good times. And all they got to do is take down a couple transformers, and there are you don't just grab these off a shelf. In fact, the head of the grid in Texas is now saying, not only do we not have enough energy because there's not enough wind with the windmills because they're destroying fossil fuels, but some of the equipment, we don't have it, and with the just-in-time inventory problem we're having, it could take a long time. If any of these transformers overheat, we're going to lose, some of these parts are going to... And we're going to have to wait. And it could be weeks or months. The American people have no idea how fragile our grid is, but our enemies do.
Well, I'm going to go one step further. It's really unfortunate that the federal government and a lot of the private sector companies are utilizing drones that have the DJI technology. Well, this technology, those chips are made in China. We have been actively scanning not only our electricity grids, but our agricultural land and others, buildings, etc., and sending all of this data back to China. So they know exactly our vulnerabilities, our weaknesses. They know where our grids are. We have been stupid, quite frankly. I'm going to be honest with you. And I don't know why. I mean, there's drone companies out there like Saxon Aerospace who builds internally their own drones. So they don't have chips that they're utilizing from China, so they can't be hacked. And I don't understand why we're not utilizing the Border Patrol agents. They use this technology. And with our system and what we've done, I've handpicked five companies with my private sector experience that got me into doing what I'm doing now. And these particular solutions, when we're on the ground, we've done 9 proof of concepts at the border. Fox News actually happened upon one of our teams in field. We are 100% detection apprehension rate when our field and our systems are on the ground with our operational support. But it's falling on deaf ears. You've got governors, you've got sheriffs who refuse to look at our solutions that work. And you have to ask yourself, we already know Governor Ducey's on the take. I always say, peel back the onion, follow the money in the front organizations that are involved in all of this. Governor Abbott, you know, this is a Band-Aid. I'm glad that he actually did the executive order, but we all know the only reason why he did that is because of the pressure from the sheriffs. And we have real problems in this nation. It keeps me up at night every day when I see that we have the terrorists, we have FEMA camps. We have been following what this is. I'm going to blow
something up. Back up on the FEMA camps. I want to hear that because that everybody's ears just went whoop.
Yeah, in Washington State and Oregon, there are current FEMA camps that were ground was broken a year and a half ago on two of these camps in both of those states. And I'm going to even go a step further. Me and my team, last year in outside of Alma, Michigan, there was Bethany Christian Services with the Macy Onicombs. Well, they had sent a letter back in December of 2019 prior to Biden taking office, just before he took office. And they were displacing nursing home residents there, telling them that they had 90 days to get out so they could take this facility, rezone it, and bring in supposable UACs, unaccompanied minor children, which we all know, by the way, some of those children are actually young adults because we're not vetting them. They throw their papers away. Also, 30 minutes outside of this city, there is a at-risk boys home that me and my team, while we were up there fighting against this particular facility, we discovered that they bought this at-risk young boys. Biden administration bought it, turned it into a Fort Knox. It is literally locked down. You go there and there's people with weapons and firearms who greet you with military grade equipment telling you to get the heck off this property.
What is it?
They're bringing in these young adult males of fighting age by the busloads to train them, we believe, to rise up. And by the way, that's just one of four different camps that we've located throughout the United States.
What are your concerns? And by the way, I know about the COVID camps or the FEMA camps, the COVID camps. I mean, all this was in legislation. I don't have the legislation in front of me anymore, but we read it on the air. We showed the screens, those COVID camps. We saw that they were putting these people in this over in Australia and other places, and the legislation was being pushed for this in Washington State, and that's when a lot of some conservative Christian families started bolting out of Washington State, and I know some of them. So this is, for those listening, thinking, oh, the old FEMA camp thing again. Well, maybe in the past some folks made some stuff up, but we've got it documented now. Now we've got it documented. So, keep an eye on that. When was the last time you watched the 1984 version of Red Dawn?
Oh, it's been a while. Unfortunately, I've been in the field so much, I haven't had time to really watch a lot of TV.
Yeah, well, you ought to take the time to watch again the 1984 version of Red Dawn. Because as you were talking tonight, you were talking specifically about China working with Nicaragua, right?
That's correct, with Russia.
Yeah, well, the movie, if you go to Wikipedia, the film depicts a United States that has been invaded by the Soviet and its Cuban and Nicaraguan allies. That's what the film was about. I mean, a kid of the 80s, of course, we all remember Red Dawn, right? So most Americans saw that, thought, that's a good fictional movie. I'm not so sure. Because we're interviewing guys like General Vallely that are telling us that there are Chinese troops practicing up in Canada. And then, of course,
they've been doing that for over a year and a half.
What more do you know about it?
Yeah, so the Chinese party has been actively for over a year and a half that we know of, has been training with the Canadian military. And I'm going to even go a step further. When the Canadian truckers were arrested, they weren't arrested by the Canadian police. They were actually arrested by the United Nations. This is very concerning. Chinese Communist Party also purchased a military, our old air base in Puerto Rico. So they also have other land grabs all throughout the Caribbean. We know this for a fact. We have the locations that we can actually, I'll send you the maps so you can have that for your team and have that for your information. We are being surrounded on all fronts by the Chinese and the Russian and the United Nations right now. The United Nations is actively aiding and abetting the illegal migration of all of these, by the way, 174 plus different nations who are coming up. We're talking Yemenis, Chinese, Russian, Iranians, all are being caught right now, this very moment, in Arizona and Texas, New Mexico and California. And we're not even talking about the northern border.
Yeah. Well, do you remember that let me look it up. I tried to look it up on my own website. I think it was 1914, 1917, Let's see, collapse. See if I can find it real quick. I'll have to get the exact quote, but I think it was around 1914, somewhere in there. I'm real close. Lenin said, "We will take Eastern Europe. We'll take Asia. We'll surround the United States, and we'll collapse it from within."
That's correct.
We've had over 100 years to get ready. And now, of course, you probably saw this week that China, China and we just had Colonel John Smith on about it, the military exercises with China and Russia going on in Central America. Now, they're small. They're not real big military exercises. But the fact that Russia's doing this at all is very in your face.
Well, let me even give you a bigger picture of DePaint, because the port of entries and the southern border of the United States brings in a lot of agriculture, a lot of different products. And the Chinese Communist Party has completely taken over not only the road infrastructure in Central South America, but for an example, in the country of Belize, they control all of the grocery stores. You can't own a grocery store in Belize unless you're Chinese. So they've been systematically taking over the food supply in these countries, also the road systems. This is very concerning. They completely control the highway systems up into, through Mexico and into the United States.
I'm typing over here on my computer. I always remind the audience, what is he doing over there? People talk and I start digging for information and I'm searching my own stuff. And so here I just found a PowerPoint. Look at this. This is Newsmax back in 2020. No, I'm sorry. That was the day I printed it. This was December 2009. China's General Qi, U.S. easily defeated. From 1993 to 2003, Qi Hojian was the Minister of National Defense of the People's Republic of China. He's now 80 years old, and since 2004, he has been Vice Chairman of the Central Military Commission. In 2005, his speech was reprinted by the Epoch Times, an independent Chinese newspaper published abroad. His speech details the annihilation of the West and talks about world domination. In my columns, this writer writes about this, and this is Lev Nora, or how you say his name. In my columns, I wrote about how Qi depicts China's future war for its world empire as gleaned from his speech. The first target will be the United States as the most powerful of the free and hence enemy countries, whereupon all other enemy countries will be easier targets. As for the United States, up to 2/3 of its population will be poisoned, chemical war, or infected with mortal diseases, biological war. And all of their property will be transmitted to the new settlers, Chinese, as to the superior race, the Chinese being the superior race. 1/3 of Americans will be left alive to be servants of the new superior race. Isn't this interesting that when they did the Great Reset Conference, one of the first speakers out of the gate was the president of China. Of course, the Great Reset, they're telling us in their own videos and slides, which we've proven here, it's not conspiracy for new people. We have the videos of the World Economic Forum saying, by 2030, you'll own nothing and be happy. Mm-hmm. Well, here is this Chinese communist general, you know, years ago saying, we're going to take the United States, we're going to use biological war, we're going to use chemical war, we'll kill off a bunch of the Americans and leave what's left to be our servants, and we'll take all their property. You want to comment?
Yeah, so I believe it's a combination of course, we saw the COVID, right? The fake pandemic, the COVID biological weapon. We're going to see possibly a combination of bird flu, COVID, Marburg virus. And then I believe that they're going to use the fentanyl and carfentanil to kill masses.
Okay, well, maybe you know about this, maybe you don't, but we are clicking really well. You're going to be a future guest because we are very much clicking here. But research of truth confirms research of truth, right? That's why this is not hard for you and I have a conversation like we've talked before. And we have never talked before, have we?
We haven't.
Okay.
We have not.
Okay. This article in Newsmax goes on to say, but well-known events disprove the so-called expert's conclusion that Qi's speech is a forgery. Okay, so anyone say, oh, that's forgery. That's fake. No. Well-known events disprove the expert's conclusion that Qi's speech is a forgery. Qi has been as gradually visible after 2005 as he has been before, grandly visible. The Epoch Times reprinted his speech in 2009 with its introduction. Now, here's something you may or may not know today about fentanyl, which you just brought up, and I had it up here to bring up And then you actually mentioned fentanyl by name. Have you seen this article today? It's over at worldviewreport.com, my aggregated news site, worldviewreport.com. I thought I was dying. Woman hospitalized after picking up a $1 bill in Nashville. That's 3 hours northeast of me. I thought I was dying. Nashville, Tennessee, WKRN. A pit stop in Bellevue took a terrifying turn for a Kentucky family Sunday night. Renee Parsons said she picked up a dollar bill off the ground at the McDonald's on Highway 70 and soon passed out. Quote, she looked like she was dying. She certainly was unconscious and very pale, end quote, her husband Justin told News 2. It was only a matter of minutes after picking up the dollar bill that Renee Parsons felt as though she couldn't breathe and her body began to feel numb. Quote, I couldn't even breathe. It's almost like a burning sensation, if you will, that starts here at your shoulders and it just goes down because it's almost like it's numbing your entire body, end quote, Parsons explained. Justin Parsons said his wife's speech began to slur before she went unconscious while he drove to the closest hospital. Quote, I grabbed my husband's arm with the same hand that I had the money in and said, Justin, please put me, please help me. It won't stop. It's getting worse. Well, there's a picture of the poor lady. Soon after, her husband felt side effects as well. My lips started going numb and my arm broke out in a rash, Justin Parsons said. His symptoms lasted for about an hour while Renee's lasted about 4 hours, before she was released on an accidental overdose. The family says the toxicology report doesn't test for synthetic drugs, but they feel confident fentanyl or similar drug was on the money. Quote, I just want people to know because it could have been a child, end quote, said Renee. A day later, she's counting her blessings with plans to get Narcan training as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
You want to comment on that one? Because that's scary, of course, and you probably have seen the video footage of the two police officers opening a trunk and the one cop, boom, he's down. He would have been dead if his buddy hadn't done Narcan on him.
Yeah, I've been sounding the alarm for the last 5 to 6 months about using fentanyl and carfentanil as a bioweapon with the terrorists that we know have come over our open borders. This administration has murder and blood literally on their hands by
Absolutely.
Having these open border policies. It's not just about the 53 that we found, and that's just one of many bodies that are piling up at the border. We've got warehouses filled on the other side of the border with children being slaughtered for their organs and being sold on the black market.
In Mexico
right now, yes. We have stash houses where I've been into these stash houses. I've been on the Mexican highway. We call it the Mexican highway, even though it's in the United States, because it's leading up where I've seen the rape trees in the shackles where they're raping multiple women and children to be sold in the sex slave industry, let alone the labor industry. My team has been on the ground rescuing the children of the terrorists. We've got photographs. Like I said, I'm going to share those with you so you can have those. We've got pictures of terrorists, known terrorists coming over, Syrians right now on the border. This administration does not care one bit about the American people, nor do they care about the women and children being exploited on the border. What they do care about, because they always tell you their plans. I love to study my enemy because the enemy tells you what they're going to do. We just have to be smart enough to listen to what they're going to do. Think about what Obama said under his previous administration, because he's currently right now in the driver's seat. He said he's going to raise a brown army. That's exactly what they're doing by this open border policy. 80% of every single person who's crossed the border are young adult males, not the women and children that they're trying to pull at your heartstrings. Make no mistake. Don't be fooled. 80% are single young adult males coming into this nation. They're putting them on private planes, military planes, staging them behind the airports, picking them up and taking them to training facilities and tracking them for the time, I believe, to rise up against the American people. That's the reason why you're starting to see an uptick in what I consider collateral damage in the military world, CIA, three-letter agencies. Collateral damage is something where they are willing to allow women, children, or whoever to be murdered or disposed of for their overall arching agenda, right? And that is, right now, their main focus is to take the guns and take away our Second Amendment right, because that's the last line of defense of the American people. Even China, the Chinese Communist Party, recognizes that the greatest threat for an invasion is the American people being armed. And that's the last domino that needs to fall.
Absolutely. And I, you maybe don't know it, but I had four retired, distinguished retired FBI agents in my studio and recorded in a town hall meeting, 4 one-hour town hall meetings in November with them. One of them was the former assistant deputy director of the counterterrorism division of the FBI, Terry Turchie. He's a regular guest here. He'll be at my fall conference coming up in October. And these guys are all talking about how the FBI has been captured by the Justice Department, which has been captured by the Marxists. And they then went into detail on how the CIA has also been captured. And of course, you know that's the case when John Brennan, who admitted he was a communist and voted for presidential candidate, communist candidate Gus Hall, still is allowed to become the head of the CIA. And James Comey, as a document in my book, Marxianity, said, I used to be a communist. I don't know what I am now. I think he's now more of a neo-Marxist, a communitarian, communism mixed with socialism mixed with capitalism, communitarianism. But he also went on by the handle on Twitter as religious Marxist Reinhold Niebuhr. So why we basically got a sympathetic Marxist as the at the CIA and FBI. They've destroyed these agencies. I can totally back that up. So you're going to be coming back. But let me ask this in this closing question before I go to my final guest of the night. First of all, we want you to promote your website, number one. Number two, do you believe we are on the verge of a Red Dawn experience? I believe that Naomi Wolf, who's been on the show, says the White House has been captured by the CCP. I believe she's right. I think they're doing everything they can to destroy America and prepare it for collapse. And then, of course, they can move in and do whatever they will. I know that some former KGB officers who came out before the fall of the Berlin Wall wrote that Russia and China had a deal. Russia could have Alaska, China can have the lower 48. But this was written by a former KGB officer years ago before the fall of the Berlin Wall, and much of what he wrote about in his book, I think it was called New Lies for Old, has come true. Most of his predictions, about 90% of them. So we also see they're doing everything they can to collapse our food supply, to make us dependent, our energy crisis, all of this. Do you think we're on the verge of a Red Dawn type scenario?
So, Brandon, I call it the perfect storm, and I've been talking about this for about 7 months now on all the platforms that I speak on. And I hope I'm wrong, and I'll be the first one to come on your show and say I'm eating crow because I was incorrect, but I don't think I'm going to be incorrect in this. From all of the information and intel that we've been gathering and doing as my team, it's the perfect storm that's calling, and it's all of those things that you're talking about. You're talking about the food supply, the electrics, the electric grid, the gasoline, the COVID lockdowns, by the way, which I'm out here in California right now, and the Los Angeles has already implemented mass mandates again. So we call it the perfect storm. Well, there's going to be civil unrest, I believe, and it's going to be very, very soon. There's going to be a lot of chaos going on. And the reason why we're going to have the chaos and the civil unrest and all of these things that are formulating like this perfect storm, and that is to stop the elections from happening in November. I don't believe we're going to have an election in November. I believe that we're going to have they're going to postpone it under one of the clauses within the Constitution saying that we can't have a free and fair election because we've got so much civil unrest and there's just, like I said, the perfect storm coming. So no, I believe that we're going to see a very serious collision of tyranny and freedom, but I'm going to hope and pray that the American spirit and the American people will rise up and say we're not going to allow this on our watch and that we're going to actually take our rightful place in history to take back this great nation.
Absolutely. I'm also concerned about the arrangements we have with the United Nations and other nations have where they can actually become a police force on our own soil.
Well, they are currently going to be able to do that under this administration. It's just like I said, the American people are going to have to make a decision. They're either going to have to go on the side of tyranny or they're going to have to stand up and fight for freedom.
Wow. Give us your website. I think it's on the screen there, right?
It's Women Fighting for America. So it's WFFA.WIN. That's WFFA.WIN. I'm going to be in Oregon speaking this weekend, and then I'm going to have a big event in Las Vegas, Nevada on July 23rd. But text the word fight also to 91776. We need the American people to stand up and help facilitate taking back this republic. It literally, freedom is in your hands.
Yeah, absolutely. Christy, great work you're doing. Great report. Fascinating guest. We're definitely be getting you back for another report.
The 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend. Tickets are now available, and just like last year, it will sell out this year as well. We only have seating for 1,000 people, filled up last year in 2021, and 2022 is sure to do the same. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Join us for the 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks. The resort is right on the water. It's all inclusive. You come there and you stay and your meals are there and you register for our conference. And we have a great lineup this year. Keynote speakers in person will include Dr. Peter McCullough, internist and cardiologist, an expert on pandemics and bioweapons. We'll have with us CEO of MyPillow, Mike Lindell, Roger Stone, Patrick Wood, expert on technocracy and globalism, Annie Cyrus, born in Iran and an expert on the Middle East, Dr. Lee Merritt, former military surgeon and expert on bioweapons, Dr. Andy Woods, pastor, lawyer, and also expert on Bible prophecy, Terry Turchi, former assistant deputy director of the counterterrorism division of the FBI, author and journalist, an expert on illegal immigration and the border crisis, Leo Holman, Karen Kingston, she is a bioweapons analyst. This is the incredible lineup. There's also the option of the Thursday night banquet concert, and then also the luncheon on Saturday, the WVW Foundation luncheon on Saturday. Now, these things on Thursday night and the luncheon on Saturday are optional. You don't have to attend those if you don't want to, but you can. And you can get your tickets along with your general seating or your priority seating tickets for the conference itself at WVWTVstore.com. All the details are there, WVWTVstore.com. Be sure to call the resort. Use that promo code WRLD, or just say Worldview Weekend, or the code WRLD, and you will get the weekend rate when you book your room reservations at the Tantara Margaritaville Resort, right there on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks, 1,150 miles of shoreline, rolling hills of the Ozarks. It's gorgeous. So don't delay. It will sell out. WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. If you prefer to order your tickets over the phone, you can call Melissa and or text her at 901-825-0652. If you prefer to order your tickets over the phone. Otherwise, WVWTVstore.com. WVWTVstore.com. The 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend.
Thank you so much, Brandon.
Thank you, Christy. Wow. Okay, folks, before we go to our next guest, look at this. I wasn't even going to do this tonight because we're running out of time, but in light of what we just discussed, we have to. Here it is, folks. WVWTVstore.com. We've been telling people since 2016 to get ready for all the different, well, she said it, perfect storm, and she's right. All the different things coming at us, you do not want to be on these under these dictators' thumb. I would go ahead. Look, I've been doing this since 2013. I got my own supply in 2013, of course, kept adding to it, then became a distributor in 2016 to help fund our TV network and what we're doing. If you want to get emergency food supplies, we have another huge order coming in. Right now, we have plenty. I can't promise you that 2-3 months from now. I don't know what inventory will be like for companies or the ability to have it trucked in and trucked back out. So I would urge you to get it while you can. Also, as inflation kicks in, prices will have to go up. So I urge you to get it now. WVWTVstore.com. Just click on emergency food supplies. You'll find that you can get a 72-hour test kit. If you want to try it first, that's fine. Otherwise, you can get the 1 year, 3 month, 6 month, 4 week, whatever you want. Check it out, WVWTVstore.com. It's got a 25-year shelf life. WVWTVstore.com. Let's see if we can put some of this into biblical perspective. We're not here to cause you to freak out and have anxiety, but we are here to help you understand the times and know what to do. The Bible says a prudent man, a wise man, sees danger and takes refuge. You know, make some preparations, but we still trust in the Lord. We don't trust in chariots and horses. But understanding what the Bible says about the coming plagues and pestilence and wars and rumors of wars, well, that helps us understand what's happening, why, but also that God is still in control. And in fact, that's why he told us in advance. He says to his disciples who became the apostles in Matthew, I'm telling you these things will happen so you will not fear. So much of what we're seeing really is setting the stage for God's prophetic end time scenario to play out. Joining me to discuss that now is Dr. Rob Lindstedt. Dr. Lindstedt, welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure to be back tonight, especially in view of the last interview.
Do you want to make some comments about all that? Yeah, why don't you hear your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, you know what? There's no doubt that Satan has a plan. here's the good news. His plan is not as good as the plan of God. Satan makes his plan up on the fly. He's dependent upon men to carry it out. And the Bible describes the plan of God. And to me, what's so exciting is the Bible talks about the last days. What are the political powers going to be like in the last days? And so we've been watching this through the years, but God's Word has it outlined for 2,500 years. And we're seeing the end come about exactly as the Bible said. And so that's why as Christians, as those who believe in Jesus Christ, those who believe the Bible, we have, the Bible calls it a hope, a blessed hope. And that's really our hope. Now, that means that we do everything we can to tell others of the hope, and that hope is in Christ. We tell all we can to direct people to the Word of God because that's the source of our hope. But there's no doubt that we're watching the United States unravel, and this is what they want. They want the United States to collapse because that's the only way they can get their political agenda in, is there's got to be a collapse of the United States.
Well, I showed earlier tonight a graphic. I don't know if it's in your PowerPoint you sent me here or not. Here it is right here. Here it is. We'll start with this and then we'll back up. Financial Times, Roman Empire alliance would strengthen European Union, says Boris Johnson, July 1st, 2022. How interesting. Daniel 2, Daniel 7 predicts a revived Roman Empire. But I'm going to start with slide number one here. We're going to have to hustle the rapid unveiling of the liberal New World Order. We had that clip just a few weeks ago where on the White House lawn, one of the aides of the president, Biden, so-called president, said we are going through what we're going through because of the need for the liberal New World Order. Here's exactly what he said, folks. Listen to this.
$4.85 a gallon for months, if not years. This is just not sustainable.
What you heard from the president today was a clear articulation of the stakes. This is about the future of the liberal world order, and we have to stand firm.
The liberal world order. I think, Logan, do you have a clip of Joe Biden saying the same thing? If so, roll that, please.
So long taken for granted is facing the gravest of threats, and I'm being deadly earnest. Overseas, the liberal world order that laid the foundation for global peace, stability, and prosperity since World War II is genuinely, seriously under assault.
Wow. All right. So there's number one, the rapid unveiling of the liberal New World Order. Number two, how do you react when the headlines are exactly what the Bible predicted for the last days? God, get used to it because this is necessary to bring about the liberal world order. We just played that clip. Clip number three, Biden, the liberal world order under serious assault. Disinformation on rise in U.S., says Joe Biden. All right, how does all this fit with slide number four and what Daniel says in Daniel chapter 2, Rob?
Here's what's interesting. In Daniel chapter 2, 2,500 years ago, King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, and that dream gave future world powers. Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, they were the head of gold. But if you look at the image, you see it going down in the value of the materials. You come down to the iron legs. That's the Roman Empire. You come to the feet. They're part of clay, part of iron. In other words, there's a revival of this Roman Empire, something that's been added. But notice that the stone that the Bible speaks of, it talks about it as the kingdom of God. It hits the image. It hits the world powers in the feet. When we see this 10-nation federation, when we see this revived Roman Empire, we can expect the kingdom of God to be shortly involved in setting up a kingdom of which there will be no end. This power situation is confirmed again in Daniel chapter 7. It's told again in Revelation 13. It even says this, the dream is certain, the interpretation is sure. You know what? Before Greece ever came of power, before Rome ever came of power, God's word described how it would take place. So we should not be surprised at the Bible. The Bible is coming true exactly as God said it would. But in order for this to occur, they want the United States to collapse. If they do so, it gives an open door for an Antichrist. We're watching the Antichrist do his devilish work in the leaders of the world who are opposed to what's taking place in America.
Yeah, and the Bible says that 10 horns are 10 kings who will give their authority and power to the beast. So they're already ready for a revived Roman Empire. They're already talking about it.
Yeah, the United Nations, which is no friend of America, they've divided the world into 10 regions.
Yes.
It's interesting that that in this G7 meeting, in which Macron was kind of the narrator, they talk about a Roman Empire and the revival of it and how that this would help and strengthen Europe. But the whole point is to bring America down. You see, America must come down. That's why inflation is here. That's why food shortages are here. That's why gas is $5 a gallon. They're doing everything they can to bring America down, because that's the only way to bring in this new world order.
And that's right there. July 1st, 2022, Financial Times. Roman Empire alliance would strengthen European unity, says Boris Johnson, and Emmanuel Macron going along with it. Let's talk about how this fits in. By the way, the Book of Daniel gives heartburn to the skeptic and critic, because even non-believing, non-Christian experts in antiquities know that that book was dated before, about 400 years before these things started coming to pass, correct?
Absolutely. And it's one of the greatest proofs of the truth of the Bible and the proof of prophetic scriptures is the Book of Daniel.
Look at Daniel 5, or slide 5, Revelation 17. So what we saw in Daniel 2, what we see in Daniel 7, we also see in Revelation 17, correct?
That's right. In other words, what took place 500 years before Christ in the Book of Daniel, God confirms in the Book of Revelation, again, renaming kingdoms, showing how that at the end time, during this revival of the Roman Empire, these 10 kings, it would be a time when leadership in the world is weak. How weak is the leadership of the world? And so that's why it says they're going to be afraid. They're going to be frightened. They're going to hand all their power to an antichrist. And this is the antichrist that the Bible describes in Revelation 13 that will require a mark. In order to control people, he's going to have a mark. He's going to do so by lies, by deceit, by fear. The whole thing is, we're going to control you. We're going to make it so you can't have a job unless you have certain conditions. You can't go to school. You can't buy food. This is exactly what we're seeing take place in our society today.
Absolutely. Number 6, Daniel 9:27, and he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation, is that right, to
yeah,
cease?
Yeah, oblation.
And for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate even until the consumption, and that the determined shall be poured out on the desolate. Well, this is talking about the Antichrist breaking the covenant, is it not?
The Antichrist, according to the Bible, in Revelation chapter 11 through 13, he'll make a covenant with Israel for a period of time, 7 years. I think that's the tribulation period. When he promises that there will be peace, and Israel believes that, sets down their weapons, now Israel is going to be open to a target. Russia will be among those that will attack it. Tagarma, Turkey, I think, will also attack it. During that time, the Antichrist then will break the covenant that he makes. I think he'll promise them that they can begin to sacrifice again on the Temple Mount. That's the conflict that we've watched through the late spring and early summer. It's a vital to all 35 acres. And that's the second hand. The Bible says that the Antichrist is going to come, promise that they can have peace, they can sacrifice, but he's going to stop it. And when he stops that sacrifice from occurring, he's going to set himself up to be worshipped. That's when he's going to require a mark, and that will be the mark that will doom people, according to Revelation chapter 14.
Absolutely. Wow. All right, so how about this one? Why is this important? July 6, 2022, Israel's Lapid meets Macron in Paris on first trip as prime minister.
What's interesting is here's Emmanuel Macron, God with us Macron,
yeah.
And as he leads the surge to revive Rome, the Roman Empire, the first person he meets with is the acting prime minister of Israel. You see, Daniel 9:27 says that there will come a time when this Antichrist, these political leaders, they're going to get together with Israel. They're going to talk about a peace. It's a fake peace. It's a false peace. They can't bring about peace. It's going to be the same line, deception, that they've been giving the world for the last several years. They make up any story they want to, no facts. They simply make it up to put themselves in power and to get the American people to surrender their rights. The more control they have over us, the more rights we surrender. That's exactly what they're hoping for.
I've been watching Emmanuel Macron for years and what he was saying, and so much of what he's saying sounds so globalist and New World Order. And I thought, well, how interesting. His name is Emmanuel, as you just said, God with us. I'm not saying he is the Antichrist. I don't know who the Antichrist is. I think he's alive. But boy, he would go on my short list. How about you?
Absolutely. I don't think it's him, but I think what's interesting, it shows that Satan has people that are willing to trade themselves for power. You see, that's what Judas did. Judas sold Jesus for money, for power. And I look around, I see a variety of people in the world, and they're willing to sell themselves for power. And so that's what we have. We have people that are so power hungry. Emmanuel Macron, he addressed the United Nations. He talked about a new world order for globalization to bring about peace. He did this in September of 2020. The Pope endorsed him.
Look at the hour. Yeah, look at this headline. This is in his PowerPoint slide. Pope Francis gives Emmanuel Macron his blessing and anoints him to take the global stage as leader of the New World Order, April 21st, 2020. Maybe you're seeing the Antichrist and the false prophet right there. I don't know.
It could be. Because, you know, we have a video clip, and it's incredible because at the Vatican conference, this man, Peter Strauss is his name, he's very influential, or actually this was Jeffrey Sachs, and he kind of chuckles because he said, you know what, the only thing holding back, the only obstacle to bringing in the New World Order, he says, is Donald Trump in America.
Do we have that clip? Does Logan have that clip, or you have it?
We have it. I don't think it's loaded up, but we refer to it in the booklet that we have on the New World Order that people can get for free if they go and just make the request. We'll send them the booklet free.
So they go to Bible Tip Now, BibleTIPNow.org, and click and order the book for free. What's it called?
Okay, it's called The Coming New World Order, Global Reset.
And you can get it for free, folks, at BibleTIPNow.org, BibleTIPNow.org. Here's another slide. We mentioned it already, but I want to show it. Revelation 17, you know, dividing the world into 10 regions. The Club of Rome has done it. The United Nations has done it. The European Union Commission has done it. Revelation 17 says there'll be 10 horns or 10 kings, and they'll give, or like maybe you could call them prime ministers or kings or the head of the European Union, the South American Union, the North American Union, you know, they're prime ministers. Right. 10 regions of the world divided, as you see there, and they give their power and authority to the Antichrist. Again, they're lining it all up. The Bible says, well, don't be shocked. That's what the Bible says is going to come.
See, this is the thing that to me is so wonderful about God. We know that we're violating the holy standard of God. We look at Romans and we see how that because we've taken God out of our schools, we've even taken him out of our daily life, let alone out of some of our churches. And there's no way that we can please God as we continue to do that. And so God said judgment's going to fall. But he warns about judgment. He did this with Noah and the flood. Every time God gave a judgment, he gave a warning. And so the warning that we have in the scripture is so that people can come back to God, so that people can come and receive Jesus Christ as their Savior. I think this is a call for us as individuals to go back to God, to go back to his word, because he tells us what's going to take place. God doesn't want to send people to hell. The Bible says this, he's not willing that any should perish. But he has no choice when they reject him, and when they violate his holy and righteous standards.
Absolutely. Let's go to this PowerPoint slide you've made, which is such a great point. The New World Order has a purpose, and that is to bring the Antichrist to power. You know, that's a great, great point. The Great Reset is all about setting the stage for the one world economy, the one world religion, the one world government, and thus the Antichrist.
You know, think about the price of oil. Think about the shortage of food. Again, the famines, the wars, all these things were talked about in Matthew chapter 24. God has warned us. And so we watch what's taking place. You know what? The shortage of food is not because our farmers can't grow the food. They can. Sometimes they grow it and they throw it away. But it's not going from the farmer to the people. Why? Because there are people who have put their own self, their own good, in front of the good of the people. And so what the New World Order is doing, essentially saying, pay these high prices for the good of bringing in the New World Order. You got to suffer. That's ridiculous. We could have oil at $20, $30 a barrel, but instead we'd rather buy it from our enemy for $120 or $30
a barrel. And then ship our strategic oil reserves off to China, our enemy.
You wonder, what in the world are they thinking? And so here's the answer. They're thinking about bringing in the New World Order. They're not doing it for the good of anyone in this country. They're not doing it for the good of anyone in the world. Matter of fact, most of these people are the elitists who really would like to see the population decrease by several billion people.
Absolutely.
That's their desire.
Absolutely. Let's leave them on a good note. Revelation 17:10 in your presentation here. So we have in Daniel the statue, but then we have also in Daniel 2 tells us that God's kingdom will come and crush Satan's kingdom. And here's this great stone, the kingdom of Christ, crushing Satan's kingdom. And of God's kingdom, the Bible says, will be no more. So we're going to have Assyrian, Egypt, Babylon, head of gold, Persia, Greece, Rome, and then a revived Roman Empire. That's what they're calling now, revived Roman Empire. They'll be the center for a Eurocentric world government. He'll get his kingdom for a period of time, Satan will, through the Antichrist. But Daniel 2 says God's kingdom will come, and it will crush Satan's kingdom, and of God's kingdom there'll be no end. The question, I guess, tonight, folks, is are you in God's kingdom? Do you have your citizenship? We don't build God's kingdom. He brings it. But do you have your citizenship card, right?
That's right. Yeah, and that comes through Jesus Christ. Well, we really do have a message of hope. You see, the world has no hope. I look at the news, there's no hope. One story after another, there's no hope. But what's wonderful to know is that there is hope, and that hope is in God. It's in Jesus Christ. It's in the Word of God. So that's why I encourage people to turn to God's Word.
Absolutely. BibleTIPNow.org, BibleTIPNow.org. Great program. It all flowed together for a great ending, providential, I believe. Thank you, Dr. Rob Linstead.
My pleasure to be with you.
You too. I hope you get his free download tonight, BibleTIPNow.org. Folks, where are you going to get this kind of program? You think this is just something we pull out of the hat? No, it takes hours to put programs like this together. And, of course, over at my website, WVWTV.com, I store it, I archive it, thousands of dollars a month in bandwidth and radio shows and TV show bandwidth. If you appreciate what I'm doing, you can always support us with our projects like giving out this book and our Cosgrave Influence through my foundation, WVWFoundation.com. WVWFoundation.com, or you can use our mailing address on the screen and at that website. Thank you for supporting us, and thank you for watching. Take care.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. Have you watched Worldview Report? That is our new nightly Worldview broadcast. It's a 30-minute nightly television broadcast. It takes about seven of us 15 man hours a day to put this all together. You'll see what I mean and how quality it is when you watch it for free at WVWTV.com. That's our 30-minute new nightly news report. But you know what else we're doing? We're taking this and putting it at worldviewradio.com each day as an MP3 for those of you that want to just listen to it while you walk the dog, work in the kitchen, drive in the car, work out. So we're putting it up not only as a TV show, but as an MP3 as well at worldviewradio.com. We're also now taking my 90-minute live television show that airs Monday through Friday, Brandon House Live, and we're now posting that also as a free MP3 at worldviewradio.com. So you can listen to Worldview Radio, my daily radio show, as you have for years at worldviewradio.com. You can listen to my 30-minute nightly news broadcast as now an MP3 at worldviewradio.com. And you can listen to my 90-minute live television show now as an MP3 at worldviewradio.com. Now, not only are these all at worldviewradio.com, you can also watch them as a TV show at WVWTV.com. Now, here's the deal. Did you know we spend thousands of dollars a month in bandwidth paying for the bandwidth for people to watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows for free? Not only that, do you know what it costs to keep a staff going that helps me with all this? Did you know that we also have a utility bill that is like $1,500 to $1,700, close to $2,000 a month? Because even in the Mid-South, pretty much have to keep the air conditioning going year-round or the servers could overheat. And we also are pulling a lot of electricity with our TV studio. So think about our utility bill, our insurance, the people we hire and have to pay to keep working on our team, the bandwidth we pay for, our broadband high-speed internet. You cannot believe the thousands and thousands of dollars it takes to do the television and radio programs we're doing at the quality we're doing them. Please go right now to WVWFoundation.com and make a contribution. WVWFoundation.com. You can also use our mailing address, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. Thank you so much for your support.